Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Sean Manaea against Aaron Nola. 1-2-3, top of the first inning for Manaea and Aaron Nola. In the second, Manaea hit JT Realmuto but posted another zero. Then in the bottom half, Pete Alonso led off.
And he's had success against Nola before. First pitch on the way. Hit high in the air to right field, pretty deep. Castellanos back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone! He hit it off the facing of the second deck, the Coca-Cola corner. Another opposite field home run for Pete Alonso. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
Third home run of the postseason for Pete and an early 1-0 lead for the Mets. Aaron Nola set down the next three that he faced to limit the Mets to just a run in the second. Then in the top of the third, once again, Manaea hit the leadoff hitter Edmundo Sosa. He came back with strikeouts of Johan Rojas and Kyle Schwarber. Trey Turner then extended the inning with the Phillies' first hit of the night. That put runners at first and second for Bryce Harper, but a comebacker. Sean Manaea fielded, tossed it on to first, and he was out of trouble in the third. Then in the bottom half, Francisco Alvarez led off with a long single off the wall and left. But that was it against Aaron Nola in the third. 1-0 Mets after three. In the fourth, Nick Castellanos flied out for the first out of the inning. And with one away, Alec Bohm was next.
Swing a line drive right center field. That'll split the outfielders. Head toward the wall. One hops the fence. Taylor fields quickly. Firing towards second. Bohm on the run. The throw. The tag. He's out at second base. What a throw. What a tag. Bohm out at second. Two down in the fourth. Taylor hooks up with Lindor. What a play by the Mets.
A terrific play by Tyrone Taylor to cut down Alec Bohm, two away in the fourth. Then JT Realmuto flied out to end the inning. In the bottom half, Aaron Nola was in cruise control. He set down the first two Mets of the inning, but then with two outs, faced Jesse Winker.
Winker hits a high drive, right field, toward the pole. It is gone! Second deck shot, Jesse Winker. 2-0 Mets in the fourth. Oh, did he turn on that, kept it fair, and sent it out to the Coca-Cola corner.
Second deck and right for Jesse Winker on our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. 2-0 Mets. Nola responded with a strikeout of Starling Marte for the final out in the fourth inning. Shut down top of the fifth with a pair of strikeouts for Sean Manaea. Aaron Nola countered and struck out the side in the bottom half. Then in the top of the fifth, Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner walked to start the inning against Manaea. First and second with nobody out, Manaea struck out Bryce Harper for out number one, and with one away and two on, faced Nick Castellanos.
0-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to second, it's caught by Iglesias, flips to second, double play! They double off Schwarber, and that retires the side. Manaea screams once or twice as he walks off the mound, as the Phillies are done in the sixth.
Sean Manaea in and out of trouble with our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Six shutout innings for the left-hander. In the bottom of the sixth, Mark Vientos led off against Nola with a base hit to right field. Then Nola walked Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso, which loaded the bases with nobody out. Nola done, Orion Kirkering on. Jose Iglesias, his first crack at him, grounded a ball to second. Phillies cut down the run at the plate. Jesse Winker then flied out to left. All the runners held. Bases loaded, two outs, and Starling Marte up for the Mets.
The 1-0, line to left center field. That's a base hit. Nimmo is in. Alonso rounds third. He's going to score. The throw goes to third. Stopping at second is Iglesias, and on at first with a clutch two-run single is Starling Marte. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-0. What a gigantic hit. The biggest in Starling Marte's Mets career.
No doubt about it. And it was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon. And be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So the Mets had doubled up their lead for nothing. They'd settle for two as Tyrone Taylor grounded into a fielder's choice to end the rally. Sean Manaea returned for the seventh with a four-run lead. Alec Bohm grounded out. JT Realmuto followed with a ground out to short. And with two outs, Manaea faced Austin Hayes.
Slow windup, high kick, 0-2. Got him swinging, sweeper down and in. Seven shutty for Sean Manaea. A 1-2-3 seventh inning.
Seven shutout innings for Sean Manaea and a strikeout of Austin Hayes. In the bottom of the seventh, Jose Alvarado took over for the Phillies, set down the first two Mets of the inning. Mark Vientos then hit a screamer back to the mound that deflected off the foot of Alvarado. Harrison Bader replaced Vientos over at first. He swiped second. Alvarado then walked Nimmo and Pete Alonso. Jose Ruiz took over. Alvarado was done, and the bases were loaded for Jose Iglesias.
Line towards center field. Base hit for Iglesias. Bader is in. Nimmo rounding third. The throw from center hits the mound. Kicks behind home plate. Here comes Alonso. Chucking to the plate. The flip, the tag. He's out. But the Mets add two on a two-run single by Jose Iglesias to make it 6-0 Mets. And Alonso is just trying to be the cherry on top, scoring at home plate. The ball went behind home plate. And Realmuto flipped to the pitcher covering to get the out.
So the Mets get two more, take a 6-0 lead in the bottom half. Sean Manaea would return. He'd face one batter, allowed an infield single to Edmundo Sosa. Then Phil Maton and Ryan Stanek would scatter a couple of hits. Phillies would get a couple of runs on an RBI single by Bryce Harper and an RBI single by Nick Castellanos to make it 6-2. We went to the bottom of the eighth inning. Carlos Estevez took over. He walked the pinch hitter, J.D. Martinez, and after a fielding error with two outs, runners were at first and second for Francisco Lindor.
Here's the pitch. Swing on a liner towards first. Fair ball. Base hit. Going off the right field jutting stance to Castellanos in right. That'll get Martinez home. They will hold Taylor at third, and diving into second with a double and a run batted in is Francisco Lindor, and the Mets have increased their lead to 7-2.
Lindor with an RBI double on to the ninth. Ryan Stanek returned with a five-run lead. JT Realmuto lined out. Bryson Stott popped out, and the last chance for Philadelphia was Cody Clemens.
1-2 the count. Stanek sets now the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, put it in the books. Ryan Stanek blows a fastball by Cody Clemens. The Mets have won the ball game, and they have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Division Series. Game four against the Phillies right back here tomorrow night.
So the Mets with a chance to close it out tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.